Jude the Obscure by Thomas Hardy. Read by Samuel West. The schoolmaster was leaving the village, and everybody seemed sorry. The miller at Crescombe lent him the small white tilted cart and horse to carry his goods to the city of his destination, about 20 miles off, such a vehicle proving quite sufficient size for the departing teacher's effects. For the schoolhouse had been partly furnished by the managers, and the only cumbersome article possessed by the master, in addition to the packing case of books, was a cottage piano that he had bought at an auction during the year in which he thought of learning instrumental music. The blacksmith, the farm bailiff, and the schoolmaster himself were standing in perplexed attitudes in the parlour before the instrument. The master had remarked that even if he got it into the cart, he should not know what to do with it on his arrival at Christminster, the city he was bound for, since he was only going into temporary lodgings just at first. A little boy of 11, who had been thoughtfully assisting in the packing, joined the group of men, and as they rubbed their chins he spoke up, blushing at the sound of his own voice. "Aunt have got a great fuel house, and it could be put there perhaps till you found a place to settle in, sir." It was decided that a deputation should wait on the boy's aunt, an old maiden resident, and ask her if she would house the piano till Mr. Phillotson should send for it. The smith and the bailiff started to see the practicability of the suggested shelter, and the boy and the schoolmaster were left standing alone. "Sorry I'm going, Jude," asked the latter kindly. Tears rose into the boy's eyes, for he was not among the regular day scholars who came unromantically close to the schoolmaster's life, but one who had attended the night school.